Hey, what's up? This is your boy, Jim Jones. Jim Jones, I know it's a lot of things that's hard to digest, but when we talk about to the culture, the easiest thing to digest is the Hip Hop Digest Show. You heard me, heard me, heard me, heard me, heard me.
This is the focus that we should be on, the balance between peace and prosperity. Some people have peace, no prosperity. Some people have much prosperity, no peace, no peace, no peace, no peace.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. What's up, my brothers?
What's goody? What's goody?
What's going on?
Living.
All right. Yes, that's sir. What's good. This is good. We ain't got no sidekicks tonight, huh?
Nah. I sat here and looked at that bitch last week, too. I was going to pull a name, and then you brought up a last-minute topic, and I was like, oh, shit, and forgot all about that motherfucker.
All right, that's what's good, no doubt.
Well, not this week.
All right. That's what's good. So I want to give a shout-out to all the good folks over there at Open Legacy Patcher. That new GUI is on fire, my nigga.
He's an Open Legacy patch.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to all them. So, you know, I'm a type of cat, y'all. You know, I'm a mini technology cat. I'm not huge into it, but I'm a...
Explain to the niggas what that GUI shit is.
So let me explain how you get down, or you know, if you fucking with Open Legacy Patcher. All my Mac niggas out there, and I know Swerve a Mac nigga.
I'm listening.
You know, all my Mac niggas out there, see why you spending a lot of fucking money. Okay, you don't have to. What you need to do, Open Legacy Patcher allows you to get something as old as a 2012 MacBook Pro. Okay, put Big Sur, Monterey natively on the machine, over the air updates directly from Apple. My nigga, I'm trying to tell you, my nigga.
Attention. Apple might be listening and them niggas about to get shut down.
Hey. They can't. Let me, first of all, Open Legacy Patcher done been around for a while. And see, I'm a type of cat, you know, I done been in the patch game for a good minute. You know what I mean?
Just piling on the charges. Counting the amount, ass nigga.
So I just definitely want to give a shout out to all the engineers and all the people who work on the project. All my good folks over at GitHub, too. Shout to them. You know what I mean?
You just put down Whitney.
He's like, this nigga is fucking dry snitching like shit. Right now.
I'm just trying to tell you.
The bag, B.
Now, you ain't even going to be able to eat no more.
I'm just trying to tell you.
Coming through, shut all that shit down.
Nah, B, I'm just passing the knowledge along to cats who may be wanting to get in that Apple game.
Get it while you can.
But the funds is low. You know what I'm saying? You know, just Kev Brown and shit. The budget is low, but the stakes is high.
Kev Brown.
Exactly. Shout out to Kev Brown. So I just want to give a shout out to those good folks, yo. You could get your... Now, of course, there are some other things that I will talk about Apple related later. Okay, I got some other knowledge, all right? But we'll get into that when we get into that. So, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the widow of ODB is suing. And this should not be a surprise. But, you know, Iseline Jones, the administrator of ODB Estate, filed a suit against Wu-Tang Clan Productions. As she says that her late hubby, along with and not limited to Ghostface Killah and Raekwon, signed a contract in 1992, which she alleges that entitles those members to half of pretty much all the music that they put out. Okay. In documents obtained by TMZ, Ms. Jones claims that the agreement obligated the company to pay ODB no less than 50% of its royalties, etc. Name, use of name, likeness, etc., etc. We know how Divine and we know how RZA get down with that paperwork.
Gangsters.
You know, them type of cats right there, yo. They're going to put you in a chokehold and shit. You know what I mean? You're in WWF style and shit. And
old school.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to put you in a chokehold and shit.
Superfly snucker.
You know what I mean? Until you pass out, that type of shit. One of the many lawsuits, and each member, different lawsuit, different disagreement, you know, with the administrators of Wu. I got to be honest with you. I'm starting to believe RZA. more than the members who sue. I'm starting to believe RZA more than maybe Ghosts and you know, shout Rest of the Dead, ODB and his wife and the administrator and Meth and all these different individuals who have. I'm starting to believe RZA. I'm starting to believe Devon. How do they keep that shit together? Okay. If these niggas is so heavy handed, because on the other hand, like one of our best examples that we use a lot is Combs. Combs couldn't keep that shit together at Bad Boy. Lox was not gonna record any records as the Lox. Fuck it. They turned to D-Block, different iterations, all solo careers. They like, fuck it. You know, they wasn't gonna fuck with Combs like that. What about all them R&B groups or whatever that Combs fancied itself and shit? You know what I'm saying? Gone. Finish. You know what I mean?
Gangster.
But Ripa Woo's still around. Still actively recording together, still pretty much in the game. Now I bet you that the estate of ODB is owed significant money. I bet you that, and maybe a check will be cut. But how do they keep it going, G?
Because it's cheaper to keep her. They figure, fuck that. Is we make more bread together than we do by ourselves. So it may not be if it's good a situation as we may want, but I'm getting paid.
It's worth a lot of time in the music industry there.
I contracts are what they are. We already been over that shit a billion times, but I think, and this might sound fucked up, but it might be like the family, according to the contract, is getting what was according to the contract. But seeing that there's a bountiful income for whatever this is, maybe that came across their attention. They're like, well, out of the love, we should get more. And the contract is saying, nah, you get this. Like Ken Killer said, he's starting to look at the people, but I'm looking at the motivation. Is that because if you're getting what you're supposed to get according to the contract, that's what the contract says. It matter if they make a billion more off of it, but you getting what the contract says. It's we could talk all that street love and all that shit, but a contract, a contract. If Risen and Old Boy wanted to give them more, then so be it. I don't know. It's just fucked up, yo. Because it's one after another. Just keep dropping at it.
Yeah, I one of the things that is a mystery to me, and maybe guys who are actually truly in the industry, I mean like Hardbody, Big Rush, and anybody else, how do you, let's say there is paperwork out there, and this is like even the Nas and Pete Rock, and Pete Rock talking about some 30 years later and shit, I'm suing. It's curious to me is that how do you get the fucking money? You know what I mean? Even let's say you got contracts and say you got paperwork that allows you, you know what I'm saying, 2 cents for every unit sold or played or whatever, how it breaks down. How the fuck do you get the money? How, first of all, the artist is getting the money, at least some type of money. And we know management is getting some type of money. How the fuck does individuals, I mean, there's, it's just like, damn, yo, niggas is like, yeah, I'm not paying that cat. He'll have to, unless it's just simple. Unless I'm just being a dumbass and saying, you know what? Yeah, he got a contract that allows him 2 cents per joint sold or whatever. Fuck him. I ain't paying him. Fuck him. I ain't paying him. Is it? That's what it gets down to.
You got some of that, which is true, where niggas is like, I'm going to give you whatever the contract says. But then you got some niggas that's on that gangster shit that's like, fuck that. I ain't paying you. Nigga, you gave me a beat. Thank you very much. See ya. I ain't paying you for this shit. And you got niggas that's gonna be straight gangster like that and make you have to come get them to get their money.
Indeed. Yeah, pretty much.
Indeed. So, you know, a shout to all those people who are involved in the Wu-Tang, another day, another lawsuit. That's basically how you can frame that and whatnot. Let's get into it. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. How many times have we sat here when we talk about the young bull mentality, right?
Oh, boy.
You talk young boy mentality about showing a lot of money and, you know, that bag showing and shit. You know what I mean? I don't know. There's a new young boy King of the Hill challenge out there. YG challenges rapper to prove their $1 million worth. Okay, not spell your name, you know, with a couple of $100 bills and shit. No, $1 million worth, the new King of the Hill challenge. Mm. You know what I mean? Basically, it says YG has a new money challenge for his rap peers. The Compton rapper took to Instagram on Thursday, urging his peers to and the fans of said favorite rappers or whoever participate has to actually on camera show $1 million in cash.
Wow. Could you paint a bigger target on yourself?
He's like, check this out. Tag your favorite rapper. This is the $1 million money challenge. Said no cap, none of that shit. If you got the net worth, let's go.
So he do you understand the implications of this shit?
So it shows YG pouring out an obscene amount of money. Okay, so you know, no doubt.
Ridiculous.
Of course, it didn't take long for somebody to match him, Lil Durk, the Chicago rapper, rap star, took to his Instagram shortly after that with a clip of him holding a boatload of cash in his arms while sitting on a private jet.
To be a young rapper, it should be required viewing to watch Paid in Full.
Murked out
Mekhi
Fife.
Hey, man. Damn.
Well, along with watching Paid in Full, but they have seen many of their peers lose their life in unfortunate peekaboo situations, whether it be on some social media, flaunting your location and where you're partying.
Or you could just be out like the nigga XX.
Yes.
And niggas see you. I know he got money. That nigga always showing his bag.
I just don't. I get it. You know, everybody understands these guys are already well paid gentlemen. But man, oh man, oh man, you never see. And the guy and the people they aspire to be like Hove. You everybody want to be Hove at some point.
Yeah.
You never see him with money in his hand. But yet, you know he got it.
You know I got it.
Yep.
Shout out to Rick Ross, who bought a fucking bull the other day and shit. Or a steer.
This nigga always shouting out Rick Ross.
Yo, that's my man. You know, I'm really... even from way back, yo. Even though I was on his ass about betting on Gangster, and I was on his ass heavily about that shit. But Ross is on another level with his money and shit, and this nigga done bought a bull and shit, and he's gonna fuck around, man. He gonna fuck around and have a whole situation out there and shit where he just fucking, you know, as high as steak prices are and shit, my nigga. And he start running and chopping up some steaks up out of that ranch, my nigga. Yo, shout to Ross, yo.
He must have heard Swerve talking about them thighs. He had to up his game.
He had to change up his portfolio. Like,
that's his version of showing the bag, my nigga. Oh, nigga's talking about thighs, nigga. I got steak.
You know what I'm saying? He gonna fuck around and get a butcher shop jumping out there. You know what I'm saying? You see that? I'm impressed by that, but I would be impressed by that at my age. Yeah, I would be impressed by that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that this whole shit right here, it makes absolutely not one ounce of fucking sense to be doing what they're doing, to be just out here just flossing in that type of way. Fuck having a chain. You know, your chain is no longer just flossing Rick, Slick Rick style.
Nope.
With a bunch of chains on, flossing how much money you got.
Trunk jewelry.
That means absolutely nothing. You got to have on two chains that's worth more than what Slick Rick had on.
You got to put a $25 million diamond in your forehead.
You got to have what's that shit of Fat Joe Boy? Watch.
Oh, that watch.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
That's dumb.
But yo, B, don't act like Rick Ross didn't have his floss days, so.
You know. Oh, yeah. Ross is out there. And if
Maybach niggas, music.
Okay.
If them niggas was out right now, All them niggas that was back then, Ross, Wayne, all them niggas would be doing the same shit right now. Showing stacks of cash. Talking crazy.
Okay, but even it to say that everybody had their flaws in their day, I don't know if it came with the truly a true threat to your life with that. I mean, cats all look, if look, even back in our days, if somebody was flossing and they got caught slipping, you know, they got robbed.
They lost their jewelry.
Yeah, I mean, they got robbed, and plenty of people have got robbed. You know, even people's homes got broken into and all of that shit. I mean, let's not act like that shit. But I'm talking about the goons that are present now.
Niggas, the wolves is out, baby.
Yeah, they are taking niggas, lives.
This social media shit, and took it to a whole new level. See, back then, niggas, we knew Slick Rick had all them fucking chains, but niggas, Slick Rick wasn't on social media. We didn't have that then. Talking about all the money he got. Talking about challenge. Niggas show you a million. Stop talking bullshit if you got it. Stop that no cap, nigga. Show your money.
Wow, just again, I'm going to say I'm a guy in my mid-50s and shit. You know, I like niggas to post some mutual fund statements every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Happy belated birthday to our brother back there, too.
Oh, no doubt. That's right. God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
Birthday week.
Yeah, I just bring it in quiet. That's all.
Oh, that's what's up.
No doubt. So, yes. Let's move on to the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Here is your boy Kanye West loses Apple Music sponsorship after announcing his Donna Tune 2 stem player. So basically, this is probably the most interesting topic tonight. Okay, because you got Kanye West, who, you know, he's a big deal in the music industry still, big deal in fashion or whatever. Kanye West, you know, his next album, I guess, is on a collectible stem player. Okay, a $250 stem player, I believe, or something like that.
Yeah. $200.
Yeah, $250 stem player. So it's pretty interesting. Irv, shout to Swervin, again, in the text chain. Somebody, or at least around your post, posted this guy playing with the stem player. And that's exactly what it is, G. It's a stem player. Wow. So you got the lights, and the lights go up and down on four sides of the stem player. You can take the vocals out. You can take the instrumentals and shit. There's four stems, right? So, you know, shout to all my engineers out there who know what time it is. It is truly a stem player. Okay. Or all the lights out at full volume, you get the whole song. Okay, or you could break it down into its individual stems.
That's hot though. I like that shit.
I mean,
kind of hot.
I gotta tell you, I said Kanye West fans need to be smacked earlier on the text chain myself, and I do that. But Kanye West is a very eclectic guy. And we sit up here and talk about physical all the time.
Yep.
Boy, what a... And at $250, and probably sold the fuck out.
After you just gave your boy all that praise for buying a bull, I think Kanye deserves a little praise for this shit.
You think?
He sold, I think, 200,000 of them, I think.
At 200,000 and 250 a piece, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of goddamn
like
money.
It's like 2.2 million something.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and again, off the break. That's all, and it's all his.
So it's one of the things, yes, and it's one of the things that the young boy, less the cost of the production of the stem player, let's not forget that. It's one of the things that I think the young boy, well, let's look at the politics of that before I get on the young bulls. But the politics of that is that Apple Music was upset about it. And I guess Spotify and the people who run Spotify seem to be feel a certain way about it, too. Considering that they were in partnership with Kanye West and, you know, the album, you know, on our platform, G, first week or something like that, some type of shit. And here you got niggas on the fucking gram playing with a stem player. Okay. Yeah, I guess they feeling some type of way.
Okay, but here's why I say I don't know why them niggas mad. I really don't. Because it's a stem player. It's not like Kanye went out and started his own fucking site like Spotify or some shit like that. He didn't start that. He's put out a stem player. So it ain't got shit to do with what they got going on. they can get the album and do what they got to do with that. So that's two separate things. Them niggas might be in their feelings about the shit, but it's separated. It ain't like it's the same shit.
They mad because they laughed in his face before he went and did it on his own.
and it worked.
Yep.
Yeah. Some of the text says that Kanye West shared a text from Randy at Live Nation asking him to cut a $2 million check for an upcoming Miami listening event. He seized the opportunity to criticize Apple again and wondered if the company was willing to meet with Spotify CEOs, but not him. Okay, so I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but let this lesson.
Kanye know how to get under their skin and ruffle feathers.
Let this be a lesson to the young moles who again wrap their entire fortunes up on streaming platforms. Keep trying to tell y'all motherfuckers about this physical, my nigga. All right, now there's a lot of ways you can physical. You know, I know CDs ain't the star no more. You know what I mean? But you could still do CDs. I seen cats out there in a campaign with cassettes. I see cats out there with the campaign on 45s. And of course, the classic 12-inch Joan. You know what I mean? I just bought a new R&B Joan the other day on the physical. You better know it. So, that's what I'm saying.
This nigga got me thinking Olivia Newton-John.
So, you know. Yeah, I'm trying to tell niggas about that physical joint, yo. You know what I'm saying? You wrapping your entire fortune up in the streaming media platform. And really, the streaming media platform is probably, man, I don't know, man. I think they jerking niggas harder than regular label.
Yo, you getting jail wages, nigga. I mean, when you see how many streams you got to get to make a penny or whatever,
I've seen that whole 1/8 of a penny percentage shit, and I'm like, who the fuck who devised an 1/8 of a penny? I thought U.S. currency, the lowest denomination of U.S. currency is 1 penny.
And you make less than that.
You don't even get a 1/2 penny, my nigga.
Oh yeah, it's gotta be a better way, yo.
So I just bought that new Moonchild Starfruit, my nigga.
Oh, look at him.
Look at him over here.
Yeah, nigga. You can't see it, but I bought it. Yeah.
Well, send a picture and we'll do what we typically done in the text chain.
So yeah.
That's how he floss.
Exactly.
So, you know. No doubt. So
physically.
Shout out to Olivia Newton-John and shit.
Shout out to leggings and jeggings, my nigga.
Ooh, see, that's where we stop.
Anyway, let's get back to what we were saying about Kanye West. And I don't particularly care for that cat, as you all know. But look, let me tell you something, man. I gotta give him credit for that. What a move, yo. What a move. And I have to say, my wife is actually listening to one of them Kanye West gospel Jones. I think it's the one with just the choir. I done heard a few joints off of there.
I told you a few months ago. Told you.
It's actually all right. And so you know what I'm saying? I'm going to get a man behind the wheel some credit. I know y'all think that I'm just going to be gunning this nigga all the time. But if he got a...
But it's facts, though, nigga.
The King Killer Slow. I calls it like I see it.
You smacks this nigga around him and that nigga... Mr. Face?
Every chance.
Every chance you got. As in blackface, should I say. Not Scarface.
All right. Okay. So let's keep it rocking. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Yo, Swerve's talking about that pregame, talking about you're going to get into the new KRS-One. So I jump on the player and shit like everybody else and shit. I only get through about 5 tracks of KRS-One or whatever. And that's okay. I mean, that's all the time I had to listen to KRS-One. But Swerve, this is your topic. I kind of want you to take the lead before I give my 2 cents on that. The new KRS-One. Not necessarily let the veterans in, ladies and gentlemen. Not necessarily.
You poo-pooing on it already?
I don't know.
He's setting it up.
I don't know. I'm going to just let Swerve get in.
All right. Well, I listened to all of the album because I had the time. to listen to all of the album. And I listened to all of the album out of the respect I have for one of the greatest MCs to ever touch a microphone. However, this album, is this a clear word? Dated. He is, if it were an a cappella album, it would be better. To me, he made an album that should have been made in 1988, 89. What was particularly bad was there was one song, and I'm not even about to pull it back up right now and try to find it, but it was the one song that it was like he did try to do like a young boy thing, and I was like, no, man. No. Don't do it. And it's unfortunate because of the respect and reverence that most of us have for KRS-One. It's hard to fathom that after all this time that he wouldn't have heard that the hip-hop public wants him on better tracks. And I look at Nas with his new incorporation, you know what I'm saying, with Hit Boy, and he's not suffering for doing that. And I don't think that KRS-One would suffer for having maybe not Hit Boy, but somebody else that could maneuver to make him more palatable in this era. Because there is nothing on this album that I heard that I would even care to hear over all the other stuff that you would hear at a regular, you know, not a listening party, but a KRS-One concert. None of these songs in this album, to me, would have the crowd in the fervor that it is in when he's performing. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, yeah, I didn't like it, and I hope for better. I hope somehow, some way, it gets in his head. Like, don't be like Nas. Just go get somebody that has a more current sound for you.
Unfortunately, KRS-One is not going to do that, because he's been doing it this way for whoever knows how long. He's been doing it this way forever, seems like to me, because he's been in this, one of the niggas that's been suffering and suffering for picking bad tracks. His track selection just whack. Just tell it like it is. His track selection is whack. Somebody else needs to pick out his tracks for him to rhyme over, because he doesn't do a good job at it at all. Like you said, a cappella, if he's just rhyming, you're like, okay, damn, this nigga can really still spit.
Right.
But when you hear the beat going with that, the marriage just doesn't sound right. And you just, it doesn't keep your attention, like, oh, this shit's hot. You want to nod your head, but it's like, oh, this track is whack, though. I can't fuck with this track.
And you're so busy thinking about how whack the track is, right. You're not even hearing what he's saying.
Exactly.
So KRS-One probably has 8, maybe 10 albums like that. He's got 8 to 10 albums
easily
where the music has not been good. I think there's another thing here too. Nas has turned into a bit of a politician, and KRS-One will not sacrifice his although who knows, maybe I didn't get to the track where he was trying to do some semi young boy shit. I can't believe he would do it. But even if he did, KRS-One's not a politician. I wouldn't butcher the line. As I was listening to Nas, I believe it was Magic. Yes, it was. That shit's incredible. Where Nas says that him and two other rappers, I think it was him, Biggie, and Jay, is just like, you know, Cole, Kendrick, and Blackface. And that's he's on the stomp. And when young boys hear that, they're like, oh yeah, he's good, yeah. You know, them motherfuckers, literally, yo, them niggas off that Kurt Russell shit or whatever his name is. Who's that nigga, the Los Angeles Dodgers, going around the bases?
Kirk Gibson.
Yeah, young boys on that Kirk Gibson. You look at, please watch that on YouTube and shit. That's how young boys feel when Nas said that. That's that, oh, okay, finally, an old head who's realizing our greatness. So, first of all, KRS-One, on this record that I listened to, I heard him call Youngboy something about performing in panties or something. It's crazy. I love the line and shit, you know. So he won't do that. Number two, I'm not saying it's amount of money. I'm not even saying nothing. Just where Chris is, just who, whether if it's family members or maybe guys around his way. I don't know who he got doing production. But KRS-One is another one. DJ Premier said he's never gotten paid one single solitary penny for Return of the Boom Bap. Okay, so, you know, KRS-One's another one, you know, so.
That reputation, niggas don't want to fuck with him.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that could be a factor. I'm thinking to myself, I'm thinking the easiest person that I've seen lace veterans with beats, somebody, Static Selector. I mean, he has laced a bevy of beats. And I know we're talking at Nas level, but that Nas and Hit Boys are more of a commercial entity.
Yeah.
But like when I think of OC and your boy out in Detroit, you know what I mean?
Apollo Brown.
That OC and Apollo Brown is a hip hop classic, my nigga.
That is a classic.
I mean, so I'm not even talking about on a commercial level.
Trophies?
Yes, sir. Trophies. Okay. Yeah, I'm not even talking about on a commercial level. I'm just talking about on levels where I've seen Static Selector and Apollo Brown lace veterans and have, it's a good look for them. Static, you know what I'm saying?
His beats sound so fucking clean, my nigga.
Or even if maybe you want a guy, or even if you want to go two veterans and whatever, and I don't know, Preem and Royce is always cited, but, you know, look, I'm going to say Preem when he did the joint with your boy from Compton.
MC8.
Yeah, you're after over 50. My brain just doesn't work.
That is a good album.
I forgot which one.
Yeah,
there's a lot of rappers from Compton.
No doubt. But yes, but again, it's a good album. As a matter of fact, it's more than a good album.
That's a good album. That is good.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of different things. Maybe KRS-One precedes his reputation. Maybe he's difficult to work with. Maybe he doesn't take direction well in the lab. Give me the beat and I know what the fuck I'm doing. I mean, who knows? You know, who knows? So
none of us could
now. Now, with that said, I'm gonna do a Youngboy.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna get in a Youngboy thing real quick. Rolling up, I'm bringing KRS-One and exactly $1 million. Put it on the table and be like, beat him right now with lyrics. There are probably very few next to nobody who will do that. Period. Is old as KRS-One is, as much of a veteran he is, up against your favorite Youngboy, I don't give a fuck who it is, against your favorite veteran, I'm rolling up with a mill and say, beat Chris right here, right now, go. And
no motherfuckers
takers. Can't get do no it. No takers, because that's none. Not what they do.
Well, it doesn't matter, but they couldn't beat him any fucking way.
He's just making a point, Kurt.
I know that.
Oh, nigga, I only drive Mercedes, but you driving, get out of the way as we come through with a Mack truck or get run the fuck over, Holmes.
But you sit here acting like Nelly didn't beat KRS-One, nigga. Come on.
I remember when I told a friend of mine that New York no longer controlled the narrative. And that the fans, like worldwide, like other than the East Coast, declared Nelly the winner. And he almost quit rap that day. He was like, fuck rap. Yeah, he almost quit rap that day because he was just like, wow, they clearly don't know lyrics. Nelly was just super popular. So you couldn't beat his popularity. You
cannot.
You know what I'm saying? But fuck, how many times have we seen that? I mean, a guy from Oakland, California, when I was stationed at Bethesda, was proudly peacocking the effigy of Run DMC as Hammer goes by in fucking Hammer pants and shit, dancing by and shit. Yeah, you know what I mean? And the effigy of Run DMC, you know, getting dissed. Yeah. I mean, your boy couldn't make any better, none of his entire material is better than Run DMC's worst record, probably. Mm. But niggas is like, he's that deal. Gold toilets, my nigga. He's that deal.
But then he was dancing for chicken, though.
Well,
worse than Mary. Crispy lettuce. Mary getting it now, though. But
yeah, Mary's getting it now. But
Hammer was dancing for chicken nuggets, yo.
Yo, the scene when he coming down off that bus doing that shit.
I wish I could see this nigga back here doing it.
Oh my God.
Doing that shit.
All I hear is Rick James in my head.
and all respect, yeah, he had a Kentucky Fried Chicken commercial, but it could have been very much more well made, brother. That's all.
So, yeah, that's unfortunate. So, it's not exactly a let the veterans in. It is something.
We can't let that one in.
Nah.
The veteran did something and we're not proud of it.
Oh, he gonna walk up to the front of the door, front of the line, smiling and cheesing, your old big ass King Killer at the door, elbow up.
Sorry, Chris, but we can't let you in with that.
Yeah, you can't get in today.
You have to go back and get that Return of the Boom Bap.
Now,
I hope he does.
And it's funny because Young Bulls will not hear us trash one of the most beloved figures in all of our hearts. Talking about us. Didn't you just hear us? You just totally trash a Hall of Famer first ballot.
and to bounce it out, you gave props to Ye or whatever he's called right now.
I can't believe that.
I know, right? This is a backwards show.
This is a monumental moment, my nigga. Mr. Red Hat.
Oh man.
So we ain't down with that, but as I continue on, since we're almost ending Black History Month or Afro-American History Month, I got some facts for you.
Uh-oh.
Okay, a century ago, the Mississippi Senate voted to send all of its state's black people back to Africa. All right.
Yeah, they missed out.
Again, the Mississippi Senate at the time, Mississippi Senate voted 25-9 on February 20th, 1922, and asked the federal government to trade some of its World War I debts owned by European countries for the price of colonial Africa. Any part would do. Okay, so, you know, the European countries after World War I, you know, owed the U.S. some money. They like, look, y'all own a lot of Africa. Give us some of that. All right. We'll take some of Africa. Okay. Like they dividing it up and shit. Right. All right. Where the Mississippi government would step in is that it would round up all of its black residents, creating a final home for the African-American Negro. All right. And the act is a reminder of just how, after the end of slavery, some white Southerners were pushing not just to strip African Americans of their political rights, but also wanting to remove them from the land of their birth. Okay? But there was something that was happening that they didn't figure. They figured this was a slam dunk. We gonna get these niggas off the continent. Finally, at least in Mississippi anyway. All right. An all-white Mississippi legislature. Let me read that again. He said what opposition there was to the proposal of an all-white Mississippi legislature came not from the people who believed in racial equality, but plantation owners who feared losing their cheap, brutalized labor force. Okay? So the whole get them back to Africa was held up by plantation owners who still in 1922 largely had 100% workers in the field. Well after slavery, but still 100% in the cotton field, you know, picking cotton and shucking corn and all the agricultural things and peaches and boll weevils and all that shit.
Yeah, boll weevils, my nigga.
Whatever. I'm just saying, but it was those folks who, plantation owners, were responsible. Because it wasn't for the plantation owners, are we giving plantation owners props? At least the state of Mississippi, and who knows how far this could have spread, was going to round up every African American in 1922. They could have done it and sent them back to Africa.
But, oh, Belvedere. That is crazy. Like, nah, you're not about to fuck with my profits.
Massa was like, hold up, hold up, hold up.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting. Again, it's one of the things that, you know, when I hear about this, you know, every, like, you know, Florida and Texas, and they're passing laws that you can't, you couldn't bring up that fact, because that fact may make white folks or a little white girl and a little white boy feel bad about themselves.
I don't know how.
Well, it's history. You can't bring up history. I'm just saying, in these particular states, you can't teach it officially in the schools. Like I said, places like Florida, places like Texas, you know what I mean? Places like that.
History will frown upon them.
Maybe.
History will frown upon them, because basically them niggas is just modern day George Wallace's out this bitch.
Yeah.
You know, and it's up to us. And see, this is the thing. It is up to us to highlight things like that. So, you know, any young bulls who would actually come in my basement, they'll see a lot of records and a lot of hip-hop shit. But one of the album covers I'm always the most proud of is the Public Enemy cover. We're showing them two men hung.
Yeah.
And they, and hopefully that elicits some questions. Damn, what the fuck? What's that shit?
Hazy Shade of Summer?
Hazy Shade of a Criminal.
A Criminal. Hazy Shade of a Criminal, yeah.
That
yeah.
That Public Enemy album cover should be a frame in everyone's home.
People smiling.
Yeah, oh, yes. Mm. No doubt.
Probably just came from church.
No doubt. So, all that being said, that's your Black History Month. We're nearing the end of that. That's your facts on that, because that's the facts. Jack. All right, so what do we got here next? Let's do the special topic. Technology topic on the Hip Hop Digest here. What I'm holding in my hand is technology alert is the Serato Scratch Live box.
Which one?
The number one. The first one.
Dinosaur.
So I believe it was T-Bear. And if it wasn't T-Bear, I apologize. I'd like to give credit. He posted a video of a gentleman by the name of Mo Jax, who is a DJ person, and he talks about the new technology of DJ. And I mean, shout out to all them other guys, Mo Jax and Cleveland Terry and DJ TLM. You know, I watch all of those guys, and they are on the forefront of DJ technology, and they demo all of this stuff and let you know how it's good. But Mo Jax got up there and he said that the Serato boxes are dead. So the Serato boxes are dead. They're not being supported by, Rain anymore. I guess the technology is. But the separate box itself, not the technology of the DJ software, but the separate box itself is dead. Okay?
Because so hip-hop is dead?
No. Just the separate boxes are dead. Now, I take this as, and I looked at that, and I take this as an opportunity for all of you veteran guys out there.
Uh-oh, teachable moment.
Yeah. It may be dead under the current platform, as if you're a Mac guy, and you know how Mac issues every 6 months, it's a new upgrade to the new OS and another name, et cetera, which is fine. And all of that shit's built into mixers. You know what I'm saying? I got a high-end mixer and shit. You know, I got that shit. You know what I mean? But there is these old Serato boxes. Now, I just got done talking about giving a shout-out to Open Core Legacy Patcher and all of that shit. So you go on eBay, right? You get yourself a 2009. You're giving
a lot of shout outs, my nigga. Yeah. We ain't getting no bread from Apple.
Hey, we
or
might
eBay.
Have to check the accounts, Kurt.
Apple or eBay ain't sending us no motherfucking
money. So, but let me get you the deal, though. Let me get you the deal. And I'm going to tell you about this shit right here, yo. Because people collect drum machines, right? Yeah, I got no problem collecting SPs or MPCs or S950s and all of that shit, right? Okay? A lot of them shit you still putting floppy disk in and all of that shit. This is the same way. Go get yourself a 2008, 2009 MacBook Pro, right?
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, put the operating system on here and hook up this Serato One box. It still works. And actually, this box is the lightest and the most stickiest. I mean, this is a great... Now...
What do you mean by that?
Well,
sir?
Light. What I mean by light and sticky is that it really feels the most like DVS, like digital vinyl. It actually feels like the record. Not that these other platforms don't, but they got so much shit crammed in them, you know, to appeal to a more of a push button culture than a DVS culture, you know. And I get that. Look, niggas is using controllers more than anything else out there. Right. I get it. You got to go with the technology. I'm not dissing the technology. I'm saying as a veteran guy, if you are one of mixing the native, you know, the original, because for decades, DJing was just two turntables and a mixer, and your skill with that, my man, yes, sir, that's it right
look,
there.
But look, wait, do you see that?
I see that. Yes, sir. Exactly.
Yeah,
see, that's
I'll
what
have
I'm talking
it tomorrow.
About.
Tomorrow.
$50, nigga.
Tomorrow.
$50. See, that's what I'm talking about. And the thing is that and then once you know, make sure you go to eBay and shit, check out old MacBook Pro.
They're about
anywhere between a 75 and 125. More than that, you're paying too much. You know,
you're a good man, Charlie Brown.
But this is an opportunity. Now, look, the Serato 3 and the Serato 4, those boxes still cost a lot of money. I'm talking about the original box. You can get in and you, I'm trying to tell you, dude, I'm trying to tell you, no album art with this shit or none of that, but it's just the plain native blending experience. It is so satisfying and you can get in and that shit will work. Okay.
So you gotta get an old Mac.
You gotta get an old Mac, but you don't need an old Mac.
I just want to get it to have it as a relic.
Well, it will
like
work.
Real talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Real talk. That's where it was born.
Oh, of course. Well, no doubt. Well, no. Well, I got to give it to Final Scratch.
Final Scratch.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I told Kurt G last weekend I regret giving my Final Scratch because I had the original big-ass cylinder. Mm-hmm. I had the original drum and shit. Yeah. But I regret giving it away.
You can acquire it again. I'm sure somebody's ready to throw one away.
Indeed.
We'll talk about that later.
Right, right. Right, indeed. So, yeah, this is old technology, yes, for sure. Okay, and it doesn't have any bells and whistles on it, but what it does is just give you just the two turntables and a mixer under a locked, hardcore platform. Matter of fact, not just Mac. I mean, it runs on Mac probably the best. But I had a netbook, a tiny-ass netbook that I just unplugged and threw this Serato box on that netbook, and it ran like a fucking champ, my nigga, because the software was light. It only did one thing. It didn't have to support artwork. It didn't have to support push buttons this and cue points that and pre-fades and mixing for ya and all that. How you doing, Debbie? Shit. You know? None of that shit.
Wow. How you doing, Debbie?
Ain't got to do none of that. Just an old school. This felt just like he was just mixing with two turntables and some vinyl.
Yeah, basically. And as these boxes are no longer supported, the SL2 will get cheaper, the 3, the 4, all of that. And I'm going to have, as a collector, pretty much, you know, I'm a bit of a junk collector, but I think I'm going to end up having all of them. And again, I got enough old Macs in here to run that shit. Okay.
Oh, this 2 is sitting on 250.
Oh, you can get less than that, B.
Oh, I'm sure I can. That was just the first look.
I tell you what, and now if you really want to get right down to it, go ahead and just, you know, or you could just get one Mac. Let's say you get a 2007 Mac. You put you know, 3 and 4 partitions on that motherfucker, and you can run all them OSs and shit. Just boot in, boot into the environment you want to get down to. So, you know what I mean?
This nigga's back here. Welcome to the IT department.
Yes, sir. we can take it all the way back to where it started with the goddamn busted-ass computer from the RIAA when they were giving them away.
Oh, I remember that shit.
That was my first computer.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I think all of us got one of them shits.
Yep. They were giving them away. Legit. And so all my boys got one.
Got one of them shits. And my first internet experience, Net Zero.
Yes, sir.
It was free.
Back in the day.
With the dial-up sound, nigga.
Oh, man. Some will never know.
They don't need to know. That shit was slower than a motherfucker.
I bet you there's got to be a YouTube of that sound.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that's all I got this week, gentlemen. It's been a light and, you know, saying a light and sticky show. No doubt. So I think we're ready for Kurt G's World Famous.
All right. This week, we got Shabam, Sadiq, and Nick Wiz, Cabin Fever. That's Shabam, Sadiq, and Nick Wiz, Cabin Fever. And then we got B-Leafs, the synopsis. That's B-Leafs, the synopsis.
So, no doubt. Shout out to Kurt G and shit, who was bugging on that Slick Rick shit last week and shit.
Nigga, that way you told that story is classic, my nigga. You just went in. And basically, I was like, it's like you was fucking listening to the song and telling the story as you were listening to it. And I'm like, this nigga's memory on that shit is crazy.
Yeah, but there are just some records that I was thinking about. Like, I did think about doing that again, but I was just like, there are some records who just themselves are so descriptive. And the Slick Rick is on that level, too. I just happen to just do that fucking off the cuff and shit. But I was thinking about Ice Cube's Summer Vacation. But that record itself is so descriptive, you know, already, you know. But I guess you could always say, you know, Ice Cube as a young African-American man who's selling drugs in Los Angeles. But there is a flood of drugs in Los Angeles. So that's like selling T-shirts and shit. Everybody got T-shirts to sell. It's difficult to sell T-shirts. Maybe you go to another city who doesn't have any T-shirts, or at least not that many. So they show up in the Midwest. Now, we know Midwest guys sell drugs, but not the way guys from Los Angeles sell drugs. So I can do the whole story in that fashion. Maybe it's just the language or whatever, but I'll continue to think
and
about
now St. Louis. Yeah, is just like Compton.
Exactly.
So, no doubt.
Well, actually, it's not hard to sell T-shirts because we have T-shirts for sale, as you will see on our busted-ass website and on IG. All the listings, all you got to do is shoot us 25. What is it, 25?
Yes, sir. 25 straight up, no nothing. That includes shipping
everything. Hit us up on Cash App, Hip Hop Digest Show, or at PayPal. But like I said, the links are everywhere.
It is the easiest $25 you'll ever spend.
And ain't no other T-shirts like these T-shirts.
All right, if anybody doesn't got anything, I think we're done.
No, we're not.
Nice try.
He tried to slip nice by me again this week. Nope, we're going to go ahead and shake this fishbowl up.
He fucked the clutch up. Trying to get away.
Trying to go up the hill, sliding back down that bitch.
Oh, man.
How you doing, Debbie? All right, I got something here. All right, here we go. Origami style. The next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest is Cornbread Slim. Come on down. You're the next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest show.
Cornbread Slim.
Yeah. And real quick, I've been asked, how do I get in the fishbowl? Just comment on the text chain, because obviously, you know, if you're in the text chain, you know what's going on. Comment.
Right. Comment and whatnot, and we'll see the comment or whatever, or somebody will see the comment or whatever, and we'll add you to the fishbowl. No problem.
There you go.
All right. There you go. All right. We're going to do it again next week.
Yes, sir.
Peace.
Yes, sir.
One.
Peace.
All right, I'ma go. Let's go. Yeah. This feeling like that first flight, yeah. Them boys is back, real over bogus rounds. Fine, and they notice that this art. Magnum opus, switch the focus, it's the chosen. Been the illest, the return of the realest. Tell them sound the horns, yeah. Moving free, no more boulders. Taking flight, a beat more like an air controller. And we taking off, always favorite clouds over rocks. Yeah, he anointed Aaron's beard, yeah, it's dripping when he rocks. They was slipping and we not, nah. Then it counts for the comeback. Volatile and lava, yeah, them fakers didn't want that. Looking at our sons, and we don't need the homage. To be honest, to inspire was the goal, yeah. Now I think they know what this is, God's plan. Ambassadors emerge through the bull like Rodman. Back on the job, fam, back. Yeah, looking at the state of things, yeah. The season right for that real to come to change the scene. Yeah, brothers made in adversity. Them boys is back, put them shoulders back and ride out. Woo. Yeah. Putting cash in time out. When yeah. that reel around, you hear the sound, yeah.
It's like the boys are back in town. They told me everything comes back around. Seen it back then, how they acting now. Nothing changed while everything changed. No backing now. The real gon' shine forever. The boys are back in town. They told me everything comes back around. Seen it back then, how they acting now. Nothing changed while everything changed. No backing now. The real gon' shine forever.
Look,
sure as the sun rise in the east, and I'm blessed to see that.
Yes.
I'll be up riding the beat, you know I need
you
that.
Know.
But mostly it's hide and I seek.
Yes.
I'm trying to relax, count these bills pre-tax.
What?
Doubt me,
we'll see
we'll
that.
See. Sean, prove my model. Foot be going through my throttle. Want it all, pop the champagne and through my bottle.
Woo.
Just like a Molotov, I couldn't be back.
Couldn't be.
Said hi to losses, by the bosses, relax.
They don't want you working for yourself.
Bad decisions, I had to eat that. Taste of defeat, face to face with the sea.
Like hot gorgeous.
My final form is between the streets and the corporate. Can't pull up in the foreign and off of them door splits. Fingerprints all over the city though, can't ignore it.
Please.
Started in a room between Goodman and Portland.
Rock.
Always put on.
Always.
Plus I've been good on endorsements, all courses. Feeling like Return of the Max. It's been a minute since we served them a classic.
Them
they ain't learned, still a burden in class.
Never
and
learned.
They ain't earning no passes.
Never.
86 draft picks.
Yes.
How we made it this far?
How?
I mean, how the hell could we not know? We play it this hard.
And now the boys are back in town.
They told me everything comes back around. Seen it back then, how they acting now. Nothing changed while everything changed. No backing now. The real gon' shine forever. The boys are back in town. They told me everything comes back around. Seen it back then, how they acting now. Nothing changed while everything changed. No backing now. The real gon' shine forever. Ever, ever.
Hey, yo, bro. What this sound like? Great Bros 3?
I was further alone and I probably am,
yeah.
Riding around the versions of songs that hardly jam. Like if niggas only heard what I'm on, they probably jam. Maybe it's just me though, the gym and the free throws, the rims and the repos, the game go up and down. Book a nigga, we go, the plane go up and down. The fly shit elevate, and we been on a high. Me and City going live, trying to find a pair of fives for the night. Hey, show them how to rhyme before we ride. Wait, y'all gon' rhyme plain and they gon' say my soul fly. Like I'm Broadway, Barclay, center of attention type. Attention tight, but I walk the line with it. No, but where you find this is fine, just another body. I've been killing these, killed the show. Niggas blowing trees, so we didn't leave. On the road, since we finna leave, I'ma need some leaves. Bought a dub, all he had was doves. They was killer bees, wait, I can tell his love before I hit the scene. Wait, I can smell the plug, tell him get with King. It's a dream I ain't seen the end of yet. That's why I couldn't put the pen up yet. Cause I used to think I was further alone, and I probably am. Riding around the versions of songs that hardly jam. Like niggas only heard what I'm on, they probably jam. Maybe it's just me though, the gym and the free throws. Used to think I was further alone, and I probably am. Riding around the versions of songs that hardly jam. Like niggas only heard what I'm on, they probably jam. Maybe it's just me though, the gym and the free throws, nigga. Yeah.
I done sold it all and kept my soul. I done sown the seed and seen it grow. For like I done the least and seen the most. Agree to disagree to each his own. I've been pulled over and they made me the example. Them cops really turned a gram into an anvil. Took an L like a man through the hate crime. We still taking stands in front of water mains and canines. Thank the man that hit the fam up on the FaceTime. My mans was in a jam and had to FaceTime. It's crazy cause these same governments make bombs after they discoveries, natives murdered and raped, robbed. Fighting brutality, being brutally honest. School of hard knocks, I'm a student with honors. Prudent and modest, leaving room for the profit. Systemic at the root, we all grew from the bottom. They tried to bury us, but they know we besieged. Talking out their larynx, they don't want the smoke nor the weed. Regardless of the order or the week, they in the sheet sleep. Throw two fingers in the air for the peace. I used the plant for its natural use. Hit the path in the bowl, then I'm back in the booth. Said I should probably start packaging too. But yo, the same thing that happened to me can happen to you.
Think I was further alone than I probably am. Riding around the versions of songs that hardly jam. Like niggas only heard what I'm on, they probably jam. Maybe it's just me though, gym and the free throws. Used to think I was further alone than I probably am. Riding around the versions of songs that hardly jam. Like niggas only heard what I'm on, they probably jam. Maybe it's just me though, the gym and the free throws, nigga. Yeah.
Mountain God talking what you turn to breathe. Mountain God talking. Mountain God talking what you turn to breathe. Mountain God talking. Mountain God, working overtime. He never found a job, but tell the folks you grind. I'm coming through, tell Toto to hold the line. Niggas kinda shocked, they never seen another mode of mine. Override, rappers some fun and keep the coach alive. Multiply bars in the crowd, I know the skulls will fly. Go hard for my town when I cross the lines. Money automatic if we talking time. The watch is still working, the plot to build the perfect bot, a ill aversion to self to kill him certainly. The fact that you can't hold your own shouldn't burden me. Take your purse and leave with your mixtape in it, little Hercules. I need a moment to myself, about to burn a leaf. Natural hustler, everyone turns to three. Mountain God talking, what you turn to breathe.
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 Mountain God talking, what you turn to breathe. No announcements, they know Poe is mountainous. Toe to toe, easily a goat around his bitch. How you spittin' gun bars and never found a clip? Everybody gave it spins, I wasn't down with it. Trust no motherfucker, no amount of men. I digested a thought and you was out the pen. My notebook carries the blood of 1,000 men. 1,000,000 scars, no fucking doubt I'll win. Music pays the bills for the house I'm in. That's why I continue to kill every town I'm in. I distribute this gas and let it cloud your crib. Match over, find the ref, throw the towel to him. You thought it was a game till we surround the gym. You're lounging in the targeted area, you need to bounce with them. Appalachian King, Mountain God, it amounts to this. Royal flow in this bitch, don't need a crown to spit.
Mountain God talking when you turn to breathe.
Mountain God talking when you turn to breathe.
Mountain God talking when you turn to breathe.
Mountain God talking with 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 you turn to breathe.
Steve B doing it. If you snooze, you lose. Feeling Marveloso. Way boogie. Yeah. Gladly I exercise balance. I'm tapped in for cash tips back like I carry trays. Seen as exceptional, team episodes agreeable and regular. I level up in every way. Choreo is mesmerizing, electrifying to the biters and the cheerers, giving clearance to a marinade of hood passes and code swishing. Exposed in video snippets, exposed in my precious case. A wealth of information and influence. Undisputed solution for bringing cool to your dejected waves. Blood, sweat, and tears that erects the stage. If you say it's magic, it is. Watch me levitate. Flight path is groundwork for large operations for the farm. System launched to re-educate many unaware of the flair and the agency. Humanity I'm mastering, persuasively prepared today. Hey, if
If you snooze, you lose. They say I'm crude cause I'm black and I'm bubbling. Gotta stay industrious, slow my growth with petty games. Still in Marveloso, thrown in the serenade. Choruses reject my place, yet I know I am home. Cold episodes, press hole in the fresh escape. Always respectable, pedestals a civil throne. Meditate alone with a bone, yes I medicate. Medicate. They've been debating curse of climate, nature or nurture to explain the vermin tying. The hypersex burnt faces uncivilized and destitute in use of reason in reaching white men. Owners on the side where blackness is permanent, assimilation is set, savages need nurturing. Now the chief of police is a murderer, accomplice, Teflon molesters in the union. It's America's nonsense. George Floyd's lady taught Dante, Bobo from the Shy, babysat by Fred's madre. Connections via trauma are incessant, it'll sustain second thoughts. We carry the perspective, they wanted us naked, illiterate, jobless, made money off us, pushed ideas to justify it. Those ideas facilitated ignorance and violence, sponsored by the state to reiterate the license, inscribed and defended by all levels. Politicians poke the playbook of those tall devils, swatting shots off the wall till the ball echoes and causes deafening projections that evolve yellow to feature films where the scenes are deceitful gems. The history for source distorted for fiendish men whose need to bend. Truth de-rooted as the use and accumulation of power and control in the brutest nation. The enslavers knew how capable the laborers were, kept improving racism, increasing slavery's worth, and said free black speech was a dangerous church. Allocating money for colonization that served zero purpose for us, born here with ties and building the very country terrorizing our lives. Denmark Vesey was right and they hanged him despite the abuse and denigration. We still take up the fight, that's why boldly I own my role, hoping they hold me, show me glow beyond trophies and petty change. What a feather weighs under heavy rain, but the marble's old, so I'm told to expect restraint. Target on my back, I'm a foe every breath I take, to a certain crowd of proud boys quick to desecrate. Pull me over slowly, patrolling to escalate, stop a beating heart, head start on the next vacay. Jakes.
This is a thug door for all thug situations. Take your time and you will see what you're facing. The sun to build nation forever. Shine like a treasure. Mad strong clicks stay together. Yo, forever mind beepers on in the streets. I'm the ghost behind the muscle. An everyday struggle. Somehow we all juggle. Some strips, they seem to bubble. A couple survive. My lifestyle's high. Analyze it. Quiet niggas, deep clicks bring a riot. Science obvious. Evilness down sick with the method crook. Be affected by the snitch. I'ma escalate crime. Mind state with all sense. Alive drama from the sign of arguments. Get knocked. Fuck up your French whip. Sentence for sentence of vengeance. A low life killer instinct. That's the slug it in. This is a thug door for all thug situations. Take your time, you will see what you're facing. The sun of real nation forever. Shine like a treasure. Mad strong clicks stay together. A thug door for all thug situations. Take your time, you will see what you're facing. The sun of real nation forever. Shine like a treasure. Mad strong clicks stay together. Inhale a new pour, same psychotic thoughts. Back out on top, go to take a life course. The frustration. Street kings will duplicate, hesitate, and I'ma see you at your wake. I'm trying to make a fortune. Yeah, I show your strengths, then inside the chamber, since the devil's grin creeping. Blow you from cheek to chin, no sense crying about the beef you in. Shorty's begging me to plug him in. But then again, check the block, fed circle the block, scoping. Shake the world, hard rock, the soul spoken for cash flow. Tell your man the new asshole. We said he won the snitch, or was that so? My peeps seen him, the most style overdose mix. Flow exorcist, rap staff can hold the six. I hung crews, I'm the danger amongst you. You know that your enemy wears blue. Illogy, secrecy runs deep. I'm rather unique, digging honeys on my leather seats. Iron Man technique, speed conflict. Lyricist, get dipped, run up a Tom Dicks. A convict with the bomb, armor dangerous, plain sighted. My rap style's angel dust, highlighted. Foul kid, you know the cell's overcrowded. Before you duplicate, think about it.
This is a thug thought for all thug situations. Take your time and you will see what you're facing. The sun of real nation forever. Shine like a treasure. Mash strong clicks stay together.
Too amazing. Slugs bust bullets graze. Try to take another life is the game these days. Who believe? I enter a game. I
all except for the money and greed. My mind straight, a son to build mine, will inherit the crown. True thugs, I hold it down and bust for pound cakes. I carry skepte, a tray, single siete inside my bear goose, just in case you front. I never fake moves, king sticker. Nobody move, live parasite. Make your body rise a high Fahrenheit. The type to write rapes with no escape. Armageddon, no minor five on felons. Who you telling this? No affectionist, nemesis, never win. Got to regulate genesis. My eyes, the size of headlights, the nights bring hell. In the spring, I did my thing, and in the fall, I fell. Just kicking it. Turns into predicament. See, it wasn't me, I sent the shorty to handle my D. Those who speed, use it, breaks, ultimate sound, wave kicks. Chicks lose their innocence, click, stay militant. Elegy intelligence.
Oh, sorry. This is a thug door for all thug situations. Take your time and you will see what you're facing. Let's underbuild nation forever. Shine like a treasure. Man strong, click, stay together. A thug door.